kidding me?
Oh, keep your shirt on. You're insured.
You got insurance, don't you?
Phil, I sell insurance.
What a shock.
Do you have life insurance? Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right?
Take out some insurance on me, baby. Take out some insurance on me, baby.
All right, don't switch channels. Yes, we're going to talk insurance. It'll be the only show in the world you've ever heard that makes insurance interesting. Things in your policy that are hiding there because you didn't read it. I know you didn't read it. You got it in the mail. You didn't read it. You think you bought this one giant cure-all Band-Aid that you can just put over the top of anything and everything that ever happens at your address. How about the things in your policy you didn't know were there? You're missing a few things, and a few things are hidden in there. We're going to talk about all that here this hour, in the 10 o'clock hour, if you'd like to join the conversation. If you've got any question about homeowners insurance, give us a ring now. We've already got callers lining up now, but there are still an open line at 1-888-767-4348. Have you read our policy?
Well, I count Clay to do that, actually.
That's right.
You
that's
and Clay.
Right.
Yeah.
You see that deer in headlights look like that there? You see that?
Well, I was very inclined to read it after the last home show we were at. Young couple came up, and they had lost a home. Pretty much the whole home had been totally damaged by a flood. They weren't even in a flood area, and they had no flood insurance. So they had gotten it all fixed, and they were actually hoping – well, they hadn't gotten it all fixed. They had started. They were hoping it would – they went and bought the flood insurance. If they're going to hope it floods again so they can get it paid.
Yeah, the first time it flooded, no coverage. They had to do it themselves, and they're just hoping if we could just get one more monsoon like last September, it would just solve everything. Here with Clay Jansen of Focus Insurance. Clay, appreciate you joining us. Clay and I go back a long, long way. As a matter of fact, it was his dad, Rick Jansen, that founded Jansen Insurance Services. I think when I proposed to Jennifer, the one contingency to her dad approving the marriage, he said, well, you got to go get a life insurance policy. I didn't even know what a life insurance policy was back in those days. And I called Rick Jansen, your dad, and I don't know. I wasn't his first customer, but I think within the first couple years of him founding his business.
Absolutely, and Jennifer went big on that life insurance policy.
Jennifer went big, and she hasn't exercised her rights on claiming that yet. I can't believe it. So Rick Jansen started Jansen Insurance Services. Clay, you grew up in the business, and Rick retired, and you've expanded the services. Why don't you talk a little bit about Focus Insurance? And I'm gonna let you have this commercial because when the storm hit, I called you. I said, Clay, you got to come on air. And you very politely and generously accepted to.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me back, guys. We just celebrated our 41st anniversary. So August of 1974 is when we started. And as you mentioned, my dad, Rick Jansen, started the business. And over the years, what we found was as people's lives get more complicated with insurance and investments and questions and, you know, those repercussions of all of it, we've expanded and we've really grown. And it hasn't been a fast growth, but it's been a really measured, successful way to really make sure that our clients are taken care of. So we do everything from auto and homeowners insurance. That's what we're here talking about today.
Yep.
Straight through financial planning, taxes. We do estate planning, et cetera. So we're pretty robust. We're a boutique family-owned firm right here in Phoenix. And we'd love to answer those questions.
I had a listener call me 2 weeks ago and say, Rosie, I'm having trouble negotiating what I want done with my wife's 401k. Who should I call? What financial planner would you recommend? So
Steve,
yeah. Did you hear
Steve
from Steve?
And Kim, we did.
Yeah, okay.
We had made a great connection, so
okay.
We're helping Steve right now.
Okay, very
yeah,
good.
Thank you for sending him our way.
Yeah, well, you bet.
Well, hey guys, you're going to let me jump in here. I got to interrupt.
Mike Reich, our South Dakota Jackrabbit broadcast engineer. What is this?
He's got bunny ears this morning. Ears
up.
A question.
Ears up, everybody. Ears up.
If you know the current score of the South Dakota State University game, would you please call the 1-888-767-4348 and give Mike the update on that?
Yeah. No way that you're going to get threatened if that happens, probably. But no, I just wanted to jump in and say, you know, my situation, I was intimidated about my financial situation. I was like, probably like a lot of guys, and was a bonehead in my 20s. And it just seemed overwhelming. And I knew I had a terrible credit score. I never looked at it because I didn't want to know. And Clay came on about, a year and a half ago? And while we were recording a commercial for him, he just said something flippantly, and he said this on the show, and he said, you know, you could fix your credit score in like a year. And my mind exploded. I said, excuse me? A year? And I'm not even up to that year yet. And my credit score, after talking to Clay and working with Clay and some of the guys that he knows, my credit score has jumped up 100 points, and we're not even talking a year. I mean, I couldn't even. I'm not ashamed of it anymore. I'm embarrassed by it.
It's history, man.
Yeah, it's gone, Mike.
You know. Yeah. Yep. But I wanted just to help other guys in my situation start doing something, get proactive. I mean, I went from a person that couldn't buy a car a year ago unless it was cash and a dump, you know, just a piece of junk, to buying a brand new car from Sanderson Ford with 1.9% interest last month.
It's a good-looking little car, too. What is that?
That is a Ford Focus hatchback.
That's the Focus, yeah.
And I'm telling you, that car, I took it to California, and wow, blew my mind. Even a little car like that, I'm used to those, you know, little, you know, Hyundais from the 80s, and you get in a little car, you get up to 70, and you feel like the car's going to fall apart around you.
Oh, it's like riding a Hoover canister vacuum cleaner with windshield wipers.
Yeah. Even the buddy that was with me, he has another brand of car, and he goes, I thought mine would be comparable to this, but I think I'm changing and getting this one. So,
wow. Thanks for interjecting your story, because I think if we're here really, truly to inform and educate and protect our homeowners and our listeners, the younger generation is an increasing part of our listening audience, and you don't have to live with your past mistakes. You can manage, negotiate, and discipline your way out of them.
Well, I just want to say personally, thank you to Clay. And if you're a guy in my situation, call the man, all right? He's going to help you out. I don't know. It just means a lot to me what he did for me.
Mike, thank you for that. And you did most of the heavy lifting, I think, the past year. So,
well, sometimes
I'm glad
guys
have teamed up with you.
Yeah, but sometimes you need a little push in the right direction from somebody you have confidence from, and I got it from him. So
that's
thanks.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, we've got calls lining up. We do have an open line, 1-888-767-4348 in the Arizona Republic, today's home section of the newspaper. We have an article in there on home insurance surprises. That's actually also going to run in the Casa Grande Dispatch later this week. In the Green Valley News on Friday, we ran an article in there, should you buy new or used home? And tomorrow in Tucson, the Arizona Daily Star, we're going to be answering questions you have written into us. So we've got the radio show every Saturday morning. We've got the website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, rosieonthehouse.com. And we've published in 5 newspapers across the state, all with the goal of becoming you, the Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Don't forget, we also have the little Friday blog that comes out now, too. A completely different article than all those things comes right to your phone.
That's right. You can join that by dialing 411-923 and texting Rosie. You'll get the Rosie tip of the week every Friday morning. So there you go. We're touching
stay
you.
Stay connected.
Staying connected in a way that we can, again, protect you. Clay, what do you want to tell homeowners? We've got Gretchen and we've got Sakeem on hold, and I want to get to them. But how do you want to open this segment in telling people in the middle of a storm crisis, as the damage is occurring, stage one?
Stage one, I think it's getting out there and stopping whatever the damage is. So if you've got, we heard from a caller earlier about some roof damage, maybe a leak, really doing your best to try to find the cause of that damage, right? That's one of the big things that the insurance company is expecting you to do. They're expecting you to jump into action and start stopping the problem. You know, call up a restoration company immediately. If that damage is getting deep and it's getting tough, we would definitely recommend reach out to a company like a ServPro or somebody on the Rosie Certified Network.
ServPro is Rosie Certified statewide.
Yep, so, and get them
they'll
involved.
Get there. They
yep.
mobilize. They're they trained. They're yes. experts at it.
Yep, and those blow fans might get a little noisy that night, but well worth it, right? They make a little buzzing sound.
Well, you'd rather one of the ServPro guys on the roof in the lightning storm than yourself.
You? Yeah, right. Or your wife. Right. Yeah, or somebody that you love.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Exactly.
So that's usually the biggest first step. And then the second step is really getting connected with somebody that can fix that damage. When you've got it stopped, when you've got everything pretty much under control from getting worse, make that call, find that Rosie certified partner, get somebody out there to assess the damage to help you get a handle on what's going to happen next.
And you can certainly lean on a contractor that you know and trust. We get, you know, our remodeling company, Rosie Remodeling, is asked, especially after a storm like this, we'll get 15 or 20 calls from people who want us to come in and help them. And we don't do insurance repair work.
Yeah.
It is, in my mind, it is a specialty.
It is.
And that's why we aligned ourselves with ServPro people. Generally, when we get the phone call, I just direct them. I say, call your agent first,
yep.
then call ServPro. and you'll be well on your road to recovery.
Yep. And those folks like ServPro because they do insurance claims all the time. They're your concierge. They will interface with that insurance company. They do it all day, every day, and they'll be right at your side.
You raised your hand.
I didn't. You just caught me out of the corner of your eye.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, you were fixing
She was
your
waving.
Hair.
She was waving.
I was communicating with my girl back there.
Yeah. Well, we've had a pretty significant claim. We've been in the house close to 30 years now. And the hailstorm, I can remember I was flying out of Sky Harbor when the storm hit. They closed the airport. I was trying to get to Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
You're stuck on the plane.
I called you to tell you, hey, it looks like I'm going to be here at the airport for a little. I couldn't even hear you on the phone. The hail had busted 18 skylights at the house, ruined the roof, ruined two air conditioners.
And the car. And I had
and
just
the
bought the car. Well, and then I found out I had just bought a car after the storm. I went and bought a car at Sanderson, brought it home, and it had hail damage. So it was just like everywhere. It was crazy.
That was a crazy storm. Not measuring up to that was a storm that blew through town here Monday night. Obviously, it hit Tucson as well with the calls we received earlier. We're going to come back and we're going to bring in Gretchen and we're going to bring in Sakim with questions on homeowners insurance as well as address the article we've got in the Republic. What is in your policy? What isn't in your policy that you need to know?
And you promised a winner. We have Johnny with the HOA question. He won the tickets to the Diamondbacks game.
All right, Johnny.
Johnny won the Diamondbacks tickets. Okay, fabulous.
We'll give you a call, Johnny.
Get those delivered to him. Get them taken care of. When we get back, it's the calls on hold and any call you'd like to try and get in. Questions on homeowners insurance? We've got the guy for you right here. 1-888-767-4348. One caller couldn't hold, but he said, okay, give us Clay's number. Clay Jansen at Focus Insurance, 602-955-7705. More with Clay when we get back.